As has always seemed the case, when we're getting ready for worship and as we're going through worship, there always seems like there's these little hitches that happen and little things that come up and little challenges and changes we go through. If you did not see it, the children of our church school who are participating in the second service, they came in and offered some flowers to for Kai in the celebration of his baptism. And so grateful to our Sunday school children for doing that for Kai as now a part of their fellowship as well, praising God for that. And then wanted also just a couple of announcements and things to kind of guide you through. There are flyers that look like this, and while I'm going to show you this flyer, I have to also make a huge, huge confession that I found out yesterday that pretty much killed me. I told Pam Haruda that if she ever sees my face looking like this, that she should really just like kill me on sight. So we created this flyer for our concert that's going to take place next Saturday. And in our talking together in the meeting, I found out that as I created the flyer, I put the wrong name of the pianist. I listed the name as Jennifer, and her name is Jessica. And I was so embarrassed by that. I have to tell you that I was just blushing and just couldn't even show my face. It was horrible and wanted just to crawl under the table and die right at that moment. And so you're going to help me to relieve my embarrassment. And here's how you're going to do that. I had new flyers printed with the name Jessica on there. And I want you to flood Seattle with these flyers. And if you see one that says Jennifer, you take it down and you put the one that says Jessica up there. And then if anybody says anything, just say, Reverend Derek was really sick during Easter, and so he messed this thing all up. So anyways, so I just want to let you know that I'm fully embarrassed by this, and so just say that's our pastor. He doesn't know what he's doing. So just if you could take a flyer and pass it off to your friends as it's in your bulletin today. It does have the right name inside your bulletin. So if you could take the one that's in the bulletin and pass that out as well, but I have some extra flyers for all of you to share with others. And then, of course, we did have another hitch this morning, and that was that we couldn't get our AV to work right, and so I'm actually working off of my iPad this morning. And so I'm going to be standing up here. I don't normally stand up here as I preach, but we'll see if I don't start to wiggle around and get a little crazy. But just to let you know that that's why I'm standing up here, is we had a little bit of a computer hitch this morning, and so we're going to work off this. Okay, so as we're gathering together today, we're starting a new sermon series this week, and I'm going to start by giving you a quiz. This is a quiz about the United Methodist Church, and so if you look at this thing, it says Mission of the United Methodist Church, and there's a cross and a flame there. Now, on the far right-hand side, far left-hand side, that is the symbol of the United Methodist Church. Did you know that we actually had to bring out a copyright violation for that cross and the flame? You know who tried to incorporate the cross and the flame in their own PR? The Ku Klux Klan. They said, oh, we like that with the flame on the cross, and so we're going to use that. And so the United Methodist Church had to bring a lawsuit against the Ku Klux Klan to get them to stop using that symbol. You didn't know that, a little bit of history. So, okay, so here's the United Methodist Mission Statement. I left a blank in there, and so you all are going to answer that question for me. The United Methodist Mission Statement is making blank of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Anybody know? Disciples, that's right. Now, those are the people who probably came to the leadership training where I told them what that was. But we're making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Now, the thing that's most interesting about that portion of the mission statement is there's actually another portion of that as well, and it's what I want to share with you here. It says, local churches provide the most significant arena through which disciple-making occurs. It's an interesting part of the statement that gets left out, right? Local churches provide the most significant arena through which disciple-making occurs. Now, that's not to minimize other ways of creating disciples, but in the totality, what it's saying is the church has a huge responsibility in its role of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. As we have gone through a baptism this morning, we recognize that Kai is a disciple of Jesus Christ, and his life is meant to be for the transformation of the world. And so our hope and our joy will be that as Kai grows as a child, as he continues to participate in church life, comes to church school, grows up in our youth group, that he will continue to experience this development of his own spirit, that he might become a disciple of Jesus Christ in every way. And so the church life is intended to talk about ways that we are able to live that out. Now, most of the time, there are ways in which churches will ask each other this question, and the question is, How do you make disciples in your church? Or sometimes they even ask the question more pointedly, what is your disciple-making system? And so people like Reverend Shalom and myself, when we get that question, sometimes we get a little dumbfounded because we have to figure out, well, what is our disciple-making system? Now, most of the time when I talk about it in the life of the church, we have in the past few years talked about it this way. This is a picture of this last month's church newsletter. And if you look in the far lower left-hand corner, there is this. And it says, the ways that we create disciples at this church. Radical hospitality, passionate worship, intentional faith development, risk-taking mission, and extravagant generosity. We have been talking about that as the five practices of fruitful congregations. So many of you remember, we have done sermon series on this. We've talked about this in the life of the church. But that is the way that we make disciples of Jesus Christ here in this local church. But I have to acknowledge that when it's listed like that, that it leaves something for me, it leaves me feeling a little bit of a void, because I'm not sure it really helps us to think about how we make disciples at this church, how we participate together as disciples, how we live together as disciples. And so I wanted to come up with a different way for us to think about it, and that's a picture that you have in your worship bulletin. So if you look in your worship bulletin, there's a drawing that looks like that. I mean, so I wanted to talk about it as a process rather than as a list. You know, sometimes when you put things in a list, there's this feeling that the first thing that's listed is most important, then the second thing, the third thing, the fourth thing. And I wanted us to think about it more as a process or a way to think about how we do church. And so what I did was I created this wheel or the circle. And in creating the circle, plugged in each one of those five faithful practices. So here's what it looks like. And so we're going to, and if you have a pen, you can write this down because it's blank in your program. And so it'll give you opportunity to participate together with me in this. And so I'll walk through it really quickly. So as we think about how we make disciples, we have talked about it as this. First is radical hospitality, or the idea that the church is a place where we are always seeking to be welcoming to folks. We realize that we are participants in the church, and we are thankful for the body of Christ called Blaine Memorial, but we realize as well that we are always wanting our doors to swing outward so that we are inviting anyone who desires to come to the church to feel like they are a part of the church family. And so radical hospitality is a way that we live into discipleship. And what we celebrate there is community. We celebrate how we live together in community and how that community is a blessing to us and to others. The second way that we talk about it is passionate worship. We do that individually. We do that corporately. But it's a way for us to think about how we live together in community. We do so in worship. Worship is a way for us to live together in this discipleship community. Okay, and then the third one that we talk about is, I'm getting you all dizzy by watching that screen pass by, intentional faith development. Okay, intentional faith development. Individual and corporate formation. And so we have workshops, and we have Bible studies, and we have groups that gather together to study and to come to grow in their faith. And so along with our community and our hospitality, along with our passionate worship, we also lift up the idea that we need to be in an intentional formation space where we are seeking to grow in our faith through our study and through our fellowship with other Christians. And then the fourth one is risk-taking mission and service, that we not only see our development as disciples as something that is done with us or individually, but it's also something that we do in service to other people. And so we talk about the church as a place where we're not only receiving the gift of the Spirit, but we're also giving that gift off to others. Okay, and then the last one is extravagant generosity. The idea that we are, as a church, seeking always to be sacrificial in our giving, and that we give from our time and our talents and our treasures. And it's a way for us to be able to engage not only as people who are part of Blaine Memorial Church, but also recognize that we desire to be participants in the building of the kingdom of God here on earth. And we do that by our own stewardship, by the way that we give of ourselves through our time and our talents and our treasures. And so if you look at this picture, the intention, there's a couple of things that we intend by this picture that's really important. The first is that no one step is prior to another, or one step is not more important to the other, that each one of the steps plays a role in the development of our discipleship, but everyone enters through a different door. we realize that every person would come at a different stage of their life to enter into a different door to be a part of the church's fellowship. Now, I've told you many, many times that that my door to becoming a part of the Christian church was through basketball. I was a college-age student. I wanted to play basketball, and I was told that if I wanted to play basketball on the church's team, that I had to go to church. And that was the door for me at the time, being a part of a community. And I laugh as I think about it now, because I tell you right now, if somebody would have said to me, Derek, why don't you come to a Bible study so that you might meet Jesus Christ? You know what my answer would have been? No, thanks. That's just not where I am. Now, if they would have said, Derek, why don't you come to the Bible study to meet girls? I would have gone to that. That would have been something I would have gone to. But I wasn't interested at the time in meeting Jesus Christ in the way that they were describing. So how did I meet Jesus Christ? I met Jesus Christ through a community called the church. And the door that opened for me was this thing called basketball. And I tell you that story because it's important for us to know that every one of us have entered into a door that has led us into the fellowship of the church. But each one of our doors might be different. It could be that you were open to a different door given your life space, where you were in your own story. And so I would ask that question to you. As you think about your life in the church, what was your door? What was the door that opened for you that brought you into the fellowship of the church? Maybe it was that there was a time in your life where you were searching, that you felt like your life was going nowhere, and you wanted to go to a place where you could hear others talk about meaningful living in this world. And someone invited you to the church. You came to a worship, and the pastor and the music and the prayers, it just touched and blessed you. Maybe that was the door that was opened for you, that drew you into this life of faith as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Maybe it was that you were looking for a way to contribute to this world. You wanted to make this world a better place. And you heard that there was a church that was going to serve meals to the homeless. And you thought to yourself, well, I have friends who are going there. Maybe I should go there with them. And that in your service, you came to find that you felt that sense that somehow you were with a group of people who were doing this work from a different meaning and purpose, not just to serve, but to serve as the hands and feet of Jesus. And it was that service that was the open door to begin this road to discipleship. What I want to suggest is that in this kind of process, what we're describing is everybody has a unique journey. And everyone has a different door that may open up to them that opens that space for them to feel like they can now come into the journey of discipleship. And so my question to you is, what is your door? What was the door that got you into the church? The second question I would ask you in this very same way as well is, what's the door that speaks most intimately to you now? When I was coming to the church as a youth, I wanted to come for the girls, yes, and I wanted to come also for the basketball. But from that came my first exposure to worship. And the preacher at the church was the person who is now our bishop, Grant Aguirre. And he was this young 28-year-old preacher, and he would inspire us with his messages. I always laugh because whenever we're in the church, I always know that everybody's going to sit, where they're going to start from the back and then fill up in the back. We on the basketball team wanted to sit in the front row because his sermons were so inspiring, and they challenged us to think about life in a different way. I would never have come to worship if it were not for basketball, but that basketball team led me to a worship life and a community of faith. And it was through that I was led through the next door of service as I became a church school teacher and a youth group leader. And it was that led me to the next door, which led me to ways that I might grow in my faith, that led me to study and led me to understand the Bible and helped me to explore different ways of coming into a deeper relationship to God. But I would never have come to those other doors had it not been through the first door. Something as inane and innocuous as basketball had a purpose and a meaning at that point because it helped me to come to find myself in a group of people, in a community of people who were so welcoming, that they made me feel that sense that I was wanting to walk along with them in this journey to discipleship. Now, what's also really important for us as we look at this is for us to recognize that these things are not an end unto themselves, that we create programs and we have worship services and we have small groups and we have service opportunities, but they are not ends unto themselves. What they're ultimately seeking to do for us is to bring us into a life-transforming relationship with God. And it's described in this picture as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Creator, Christ, Communicator. The idea that God makes God's self known in three different ways: as the creator of the universe, as God's very presence in human flesh, Jesus, and as the Holy Spirit, the continuing presence of God, who communicates to us even now through the power of the Holy Spirit. That ultimately, the end is not the programs and the worships and the fellowships that we do together. The end is that we might come into a life-transforming relationship to Jesus, and that that relationship would be very much dynamic and moving, that we would be a part of a process that would enable us to realize that we are constantly moving as disciples and growing in faith as children of God. As we are coming to the baptismal rail this day, and as we pray over the water, that's what we pray for Kai, that Kai might come to experience the love of God in his life through fellowship and through study and through worship and through service and through generosity, and that he might live out each one of those in a process of growing as a disciple, but not as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but as a dynamic process that continues to change throughout his life. And that it may be that in his early church school years, he won't be moved to sit in a class and study the Bible. But maybe it would be that as he's fellowshipping with his classmates, as he's participating in the life of this intergenerational community, that he is feeling so blessed by that, that he continues to be drawn out as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And it is in that pathway to discipleship that Kai comes to understand fully that in this process, he continues to grow in his life together with God. That is for us the gift of this message, that we might come to know what it means to be disciples of Jesus Christ and come to understand that fully. Our scripture passage this morning is a story about Philip as he is interacting with an Ethiopian. As he is walking on this road, he comes to encounter this Ethiopian. And as he encounters him, he discovers that the Holy Spirit is calling him to interact with him. And as they interact together, what he hears at first is the Ethiopian, who had gone to a worship service in Jerusalem and had been so inspired by that worship service that he began to study Scripture. He looked at the book of the prophet Isaiah and began to read it. So when Philip went up to the chariot, what he said to the man was, "Well, tell me what it is that you're reading and if you understand it." And the man said, the Ethiopian said, "Well, how can I understand it if someone won't explain it to me?" And so then Philip began to explain the passage to him and began to tell his own testimony. And as he told that testimony and they were driving in the chariot, they saw a puddle of water. And this Ethiopian said, "What's to keep me from being baptized?" Now, Philip could have said, "Well, we can't baptize you. I'm not a pastor." Philip could have said, "Well, we should wait until other people come around for us to do this baptism." He said, "No, I will do this baptism for you so that you might experience the love of God in this moment and know that you are in this a follower of Jesus Christ." Think about that story as it relates to what I'm describing today. It was worship that got the Ethiopian to first encounter God. It was that worship that led the Ethiopian to dive into Scripture to try to find out more fully what it means to be a part of salvation history and to know that the Scriptures were going to open up to him a life with God. And then from that study, they were opened up to the radical hospitality of come be a part of God's family through the baptism that I would offer you now. As we hear that story, we're reminded that this very process is something that we live with. You know, people have asked me about this, and I tell them, we do this every single time that we are together. This is what the church is like, church life is like, and I'm only just describing it by a picture. This is something that we do every time we are together, every time we create a program, every time we worship, every time we are in study in small groups. This is what we do. We are making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. God is inviting us into a pathway, a faithful pathway to discipleship. And the question for us is, can we enter into that and participate together in such a way that we continue to grow in faith in everything that we are about? Every step of the journey, whatever process that step might, each step might look like for you, and every one of our processes is going to be different. But in that process, what we come to discover is that life together with Christ, it is for us life transforming. And so this morning, as we talk about this, and we're going to be talking about this in the next 3 weeks as we continue to focus on this, the question I would ask for you is this: not just what was it that brought you into the church as an open door, but here's the question I think is a challenge for us. As we think about ourselves as a church that is seeking to create disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, what doors are we opening for others that would allow them to feel that sense that they are being invited in to become a disciple of Jesus Christ through the ministry of Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church? It's a challenge for us. We don't always think about it that way. But what we are doing each Sunday we gather together, in every small group that we participate in every service opportunity, in everything that we are about as a church, our prayer always is that it is about creating disciples, about bringing people into a life-transforming relationship to God. And it is in that life-transforming relationship that people will come to understand the fullness of God's love. They will experience the gift of the Holy Spirit. They will experience fullness of the life in community. And they will come to experience the power of God in their life. And so our prayer is that we might see ourselves as partners on this pathway that leads to life together with God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, as someone who seeks to live that out fully and faithfully. And my prayer this day is that we would see that we are walking this journey together. Whether this is the very first time you've been to this worship service or you have been here for generations, that we realize that we are walking on a common journey to seek to be that kind of disciple. And the question is, will we be able to live that out faithfully and fully in our lives as we walk together in this journey of discovery? It is a powerful thing for us to be able to do this in the context of a baptism today, because it reminds us that just as we have baptized Kai Anthony this day, that there have been steps that we have gone on in that very same way. There have been other children in our church who've been baptized at this rail. There are others here in this sanctuary who were baptized at the Washington Street Church as children. There were people who were a part of the early fellowship of the Japanese Episcopal Methodist Church, who were baptized in the very same way that we have baptized Kai here at the rail. And that each one of us walk that journey of faith together. And my prayer is that we might see ourselves not only walking that journey, but encouraging others on that journey as well, that they might experience that same gift that we are experiencing. And so my prayer over these next couple of weeks is that as we continue to explore this idea that we are disciples of Jesus Christ for that transformation, not only of our lives, but for the transformation of this world, that we might see that God is opening doors around us constantly. God is opening new doors for us to walk on this pathway. And the question for us as people who call Blaine Memorial our church home, how are we creating open doors for others to participate in this life of faith with us, walking the journey of discipleship together with us? And so my prayer this day and over the next few weeks is that we might continue to explore this. So I'm going to ask you to take that drawing that you lifted up, and that you might carry it with you. Keep it in your car. Bring it back next week. We're going to add to that drawing. There's more to put in there. And as we continue to do that, we will continue to explore more fully how it is that we might be faithful followers of Jesus Christ in this journey of discipleship. Let's join together for a word of prayer. Gracious God, we're grateful and thankful for this day, and we are grateful and thankful for the joy that we celebrate as we have baptized Kai Anthony here in this worship service. And we are thankful, O God, that as he begins the journey of his own as a disciple of Jesus Christ, that we are reminded this day that each one of us are on that same journey. We seek, O God, through this journey to come to understand and to know and to feel a sense of your presence and power in our lives and to experience your love in every circumstance. Our prayer this day, O God, is that as we hold Kai up as an example for all of us, as we seek to be a church that would nurture Kai in the faith, that would allow him to experience the gift of his life together with you in so many profound and powerful ways, that we might also know that it has been that gift that has blessed us so richly on this journey, and it is this gift that we seek to offer through the ministry of this church to others. We pray, O God, that you would be with us in all of this, and that you would continue to inspire us, O God, to be faithful followers of yours, to walk a step by step each day, to grow in our faith, in our life together with you, and to encourage others along in their journey as well, as we seek to open doors to others, through our invitation to others, through inviting others to service and to worship and to study, inviting them to be a part of our fellowship, inviting them to experience the love that would come forth in community. We pray, O God, that you would be with us and bless us in all of this, and that you would continue to fulfill in us this desire that we have to be closer and closer to you each day. We pray, O God, that you would bless and be with us on this discipleship journey. Be with us now, and be especially with Kai as he, as your child, and as a disciple of Jesus Christ, walks this journey with us as well. We pray these things, O God, to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.